It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
But we all know what the saying means.
Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour. We finally been discovered.
Let's go, Brandon.
All across the nation.
I love
Man,
it.
You got your own theme.
Right. I figured if we stayed this, or at least a year, it would catch on.
Yes, we've been at it a year. You've been at it a whole year
have.
Now.
So. Yes, we've had.
Yeah,
so let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh,
I love it. I love it.
Of course, now the real meaning of that is not exactly the most positive thing.
But they're cheering it all over the country, as I understand it, at every sporting event. Yeah. Well, I'm very much impressed, Brandon.
I do what I can.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go.
All right, there we go.
Yes. Hello, Joe Biden. Okay, it appears... Our show has gone national all over the country, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
They're screaming, "Let's go, Brandon!" So, but we all really know what that slogan really means. On today's show, speaking of that song, we will discuss the fallout of the Virginia race, and it was a very close call in New Jersey as well. I predict, write it down, take a picture, Doug. I predict that this was the beginning. This was the opening battle by the Republican Party to take back power in D.C. We will also discuss the demonization of masculinity in the West. We're talking about America and Europe and Canada and how it will lead to our downfall. But before we dive in, let's hear those election results.
Right. Clip.
And we're going to turn now to that rough election night for Democrats. In Virginia, Republican Glenn Youngkin pulled off a big victory over Democrat Terry McAuliffe. In New Jersey, Democratic incumbent Phil Murphy was expected to win in a landslide, but is leading tonight by a razor-thin margin. We get more now from CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Big warning signs tonight for Democrats as the upset in Virginia and tighter than expected results in New Jersey put President Biden's agenda and Democratic control of Congress in jeopardy. Mr. Biden said voters sent a message.
The people want us to get things done. People are upset and uncertain about a lot of things.
That was clear. Republican Glenn Youngkin's victory over Democrat Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, a state the president had won by 10 points a year ago. Voters showed they were unhappy with the direction of the country and inaction in Washington. Some Democrats today blame themselves.
Look, congressional Dems hurt Terry McAuliffe. If we had been able to deliver infrastructure and reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, creating jobs.
With the president's approval ratings at a record low, Democrats are now trying to figure out how to win in states similar to Virginia and New Jersey and hold on to their slim majority.
As one who will be running for re-election in 2022, I need results that I can show the American people that Congress can deliver.
Republicans who saw Democrats unsuccessfully try to tie Youngkin to Donald Trump relished the results.
I think this is an earthquake. I mean, it really is an earthquake. This is a clear signal from voters in a blue state. I mean, Virginia's a very blue state, that they don't like President Biden's policies.
Virginia exit polls showed another troubling sign for Democrats. Youngkin won in suburbs and rural areas, appealing to independents and making gains with women voters. And he capitalized on concerns about parental control of public education.
Friends, we're going to embrace our parents, not ignore them.
The president said today that for Democrats to bounce back, they should pass his sweeping social spending plan because it'll help struggling Americans. When I asked him what he would say to congressional Democrats about passing the plan, he said simply, quote, get it to my desk.
Okay, gang, welcome back. If you want to chime in, feel free to call in 904-831-0600. Once again, if you want to chime in, 904-831-0600. You know, many episodes of the Let's Go Brandon News Hour, you know, I was kind of telling them, the Republican listeners, fear not, that the wave was going to swing back this direction. Because if you looked at the fundamentals of the 2020 election, yes, Trump did not win, but the Democrats lost seats in the House, and they barely won the Senate. But President Biden is governing as if he has a mandate. You don't have a mandate when you have a split Senate 50-50. When you have a split Senate 50-50, and you have a six-person lead in the House, that calls for compromise. Mm-hmm. But the way the Biden administration has been governing, as if they were given supermajorities in both houses of Congress, we knew they would overplay their hand, and I've been saying it for months, that I know for a fact that Wardoff is going to lose in Georgia. I don't care if they put Herschel against him or Hershey, Hooters or whoever. that seat's going, Georgia is going to go back red. That was a fluke election. It was a freak election. So, what do you have, Doug, before we...
I think Let's Go Brandon. What we're really seeing here is the backlash, the backwash,
yep.
where they're saying, okay, the other side, the Democrats, the people who lost, are saying, well, the federal government didn't come along with all of its giveaway programs, and that would have carried McAuliffe along. And I think that what we're seeing here is people who are not excited about totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting that right? Totalitarianism.
Close enough.
Thank you.
Let's go, Doug.
Yeah. you know, versus freedom.
Right.
And I think that people are just saying, you know, let's go freedom.
Okay. Well, we have a commercial break coming up. So, like I said, if you all want to jump in, 831-0600. Once again, 904-831-0600. Let's go, AJ.
All right. All right. Good to be back in the studio.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I've been on other duties here recently, but we got a new theme song and, you know, hopefully a new mission.
Right.
The Brandon Groover News Hour continues, and Doug Wilder will be chiming in, and that number to call, you'd like to view your opinion, is 904-831-0600. Give us a call here, 904-831-0600. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, let's go, Brandon. Act two. Okay, so we've just heard that clip, and we predicted it. All you had to do was listen to the people. Now, I voted for President Obama, you know, previously. And I saw the Tea Party and the, you know, the other side. Even the backlash to Obamacare, this outrage.
You're saying this is stronger.
This is stronger. This is way stronger.
Yeah.
This is way stronger.
Yeah. Do you see the eruption at different sporting events?
Right, right.
Where the audience just starts chanting, let's go, Brandon.
Right, right.
Or words to that effect.
Right. And the folks who may have been under a rock for the past 2 weeks. We had a NASCAR race, and the guy's name was Brandon.
He was being interviewed,
and the crowd was saying, blank Joe Biden. And the newscaster, the corporate newscaster, was saying, Brandon, can't you hear him? They're calling your name.
But you can
audibly hear the people saying, blank, blank, blank. So right. That, you know, so that's how this whole let's go Brandon thing has spread it like wildfire.
That's right.
Across these United States of America. But, you know, I'm definitely going to capitalize off the name shout out.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yes, yes. And you were asking about Virginia, too. And I was looking at an exit poll, and they were saying, so what was it that drove them to vote the way they voted?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still seeing 72-73% of black men,
mm-hmm.
And maybe even more so on the black women voting for the Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something that you've been talking about recently at the recent shows, and how black men and women are voting that way. And
because it used to be 90% North.
That's
so
right.
You said it was down to 70?
It was in the 70s, yes.
Wow.
73-78%.
Right, right. See, that's the trend, because at the end of the day, you know, with all these smartphones, with the availability of technology, you can't run the same game on people that you've ran for years over years. That's the same reason President Trump came to power, because you had this bipartisan agreement,
mm-hmm.
you know, where people were not putting America first, you know,
right.
Selling out the country, you know, to China, you know, these free trade agreements, you know, mass immigration into the country, you know, displacing American workers.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff finally caught on. So Trump stepped up and filled the gap. So you're kind of seeing the same thing in the African-American community as well, because for the African-American community to have voted 90% for the Democratic Party over the past, 40, 50 years,
yes.
You should have gotten more back for a premium that high. If you vote 90%, if your people are 90% committed to that, to a certain party, it should be some reciprocation,
mm-hmm.
as far as policies. And for the most part, I believe the black community has been taken for granted, mm-hmm. and it's going to be trouble to pay on the other side. Okay, Joe, jump in.
Hey,
hey,
Brandon,
what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing
you
pretty
know,
good.
I just got turned on you guys' show because I was dropping off my work truck. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you know, Joe Scarborough mm-hmm. went on a rant. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning, but mm-hmm. he went down a litany of things of what's wrong with this economy.
Mm-hmm.
High gas prices, mm-hmm. store shelves empty.
Mm-hmm.
You take your car in to get it repaired,
yep.
and you got to wait on parts.
Mm-hmm.
And just on and on and on. And to further reinforce what you were just talking about, you know, when you look at the how many people, you know, what the major cable news shows pull in on a nightly basis,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't amount to 5 million people.
Nope.
There is alternative news out there that people are really getting what's going on because
yep.
the left-wing media is not covering it, and nobody's watching the left-wing media anymore.
Yep. Exactly.
CNN, if CNN wasn't in all the airports, they would have zero viewers.
Yep. I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So people, this is such a wake-up call for Nancy Pelosi and Biden and everybody else. I mean, Joe Biden hasn't told the truth since he's been in office. You know, and people see that, and it's the people that are still supporting this administration, when they say he's got, you know, 47% support, I don't know who are they polling.
Right. Those are the people who only have landlines.
they're going to get phased out, so I don't know who they're going to poll after that, because
right.
a poll probably shows up as a scam likely if
right.
you got T-Mobile.
Exactly. That's true.
But, you know, I think that I really think, and the other thing, you know, you were talking about it, you know, things were, even though people may not have liked Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and I think people were wore out by a lot of his continuous, you know, look, Donald Trump is a crude guy, okay, but everything he did was right,
yep.
and if it weren't for the Russia investigation, which all these fake news outlets now are, you know, their chickens are coming home to roost. And now you see all these indictments starting to drop one by one.
Yep.
And, you know, they need to have a come to Jesus moment with themselves and say, you know, either we're going to change our ways or I don't know what's going to happen, but I believe that the good taste that we had with Donald Trump, and now everybody sees what's going on now. I filled up my truck the other day, $85.
Yeah, I have premium. It was $4 a gallon. No, for $4 a gallon. Yeah.
Expensive.
Hey, Lincolns don't need premium. But, you know, everything going on in this economy, and, okay, had a good, you know, unemployment but there's so many things wrong, and everybody see it.
Yeah,
and
yep. Yeah, Joe, I think at the end of the day, the people are going to realize, okay, even if, let's say Trump was cruel, and Trump did say some stuff I thought he really, I called him out like every week. I got tired of telling him what. But at the end of the day, you could always cut Trump off. You can't cut off high gas. You can't cut off inflation. You can't cut off empty stores, store shelves. So I think there's a lot of buyer remorse out there.
Oh, both. And I think that this is just this is the first installment of on the buyer's remorse ticket.
Yep.
And I got, you know what? Another thing, I don't think that Murphy pulled out New Jersey either. You know, even though the votes have been counted, but I think that there was, you know, if you look at the Project Veritas video, James O'Keefe went right up to a poll station and told him he wasn't registered to vote. And I believe he said he didn't even live in the area. And the girl said, oh, yeah, well, we're just going to do with you like we did the last election. We'll go ahead and let you vote.
But you know something, though? Even there's no way with New Jersey being a rock's throw away from New York, that election should have been that close. What was it like? It was like less than 1 point separation between the two. So if the Democrats called that a win, good luck for 2022.
Yeah, no, it's going to be, I believe that the midterm elections are going to be a royal bloodbath, and I hope they enjoy blood pudding because that's all they're going to be able to make.
Joe, you were saying that you were thinking that Pelosi and the others would wake up. You really think they're going to wake up, Biden? Do you think he'll wake up, or do you think he'll just sleep right through it and keep on doing the same thing he's been doing?
No, Biden's going to sleep right through it. But look, Nancy Pelosi has no shame because she was walking around. You know, I listened to talk radio all day, and I heard an interview with her where she said that, you know, the two bills that they have are so great.
Yeah, you know, so, and Pelosi's on her way out anyway. Past. And Pelosi's on her way out, too, because she was forced to sign an agreement. She's out at 80.
Sure. But, you know, I don't believe either of those bills are going to get passed because I think that the moderates that are still in Congress that are sitting on the Democratic side that want to stick around, you know, because, look, being a you're only working 155 days a year. And that's a pretty damn good pay. Look, if I could do that, I'd take that job. You know, and I
understand a truck driver in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
He only spent $153 and he was able to
beat the incumbent. Yeah. But thank you, Joe. Yeah. Thank you for your contribution.
All right.
And we're gonna check out Joe Scarborough, his rant. What I want to say as well. I'm looking at, I watched some of CNN, right? And I was watching, they were saying, oh, Trump was able to, you know, manipulate the people. You can't call an election manipulated because you don't get the outcomes that you want. Maybe it's something wrong with the product you're selling.
Right.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. And what really surprises me about that you were watching CNN, you must have been the other one who was watching it.
You know what? I just wanted to see the egg on their face. Because we've been saying this for time after time again, you know, over and over again. I've been telling Democrats, hey, folks, what you're selling ain't working. Mm-hmm. But I do think they're going to probably push through that infrastructure bill because it's bipartisan. And plus, you know, there's a lot of cha-ching to be made on both sides of the aisle by pushing that infrastructure through. And if they push through the human infrastructure bill, it would be a skeleton of what they were proposing in the beginning. You may just get some dentures, some hearing aids, you know, some additions to the Medicare program, you know, light, but it won't be the 800-pound gorilla that was feared.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to dig down deep though, and because my trust level is really low at this point that there's not gonna be some hidden stuff in there, and so I'm hopeful. I'm actually hopeful that the whole thing doesn't pass.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Hey, Darren, you can jump in, my man, and if you go into overtime, we'll pick you up on the other side of the break.
All right. Well, with regards to the conversation, let's go to Virginia. Yes, the Republican won. As an independent, I don't care. You know, I want to know what you're going to do the next election. You know, these Republicans and these Democrats both need to stop playing these games of he said this, she said this, and this policy. They need to tell us what are you going to do for the people? And the Democrats need to get off the progressive bandwagon because as a white American and as an independent, I feel like they are turning us Americans into the terrorists. In a lot of ways, and if you have American pride, you're like un-American all of a sudden.
Hey, Marty, hang through the commercial break. We'll pick it up. Darren, hang through the commercial break. We're going to pick this up on the other side because I've been talking about how they demonize Trump supporters into white supremacists. And I don't think that's cool. So we'll talk about it on the other side of the commercial break. Hang tight.
You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour with co-host Doug Wilder. You want to get in the conversation? You can call us anytime between now and 6 o'clock, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. That's area code 904-831-0600. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the Brandon Groover News Hour.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The attorneys general of 26 states have filed federal lawsuits challenging a vaccine mandate for employers issued by the Biden administration. They generally contend that the authority to compel vaccinations rests with the states, not the federal government. The new mandate applies to private employers with at least 100 workers. The Biden administration says it's confident that its requirement will withstand the challenges, but legal experts are divided over which side is likely to prevail. Several businesses also joined the lawsuit filed Friday, saying they don't want to insert themselves into their employees' health care decisions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 203 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P 500 up by 17, oil up to $81.39 a barrel. More at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The Biden administration announcing that large American companies, federal contractors, and healthcare facilities must begin enforcing vaccine mandates by January 4th. Reaction Thursday from Governor Ron DeSantis, who says Florida will join Georgia, Alabama, and private plaintiffs in filing a lawsuit.
This is a rule that is not consistent with the Constitution and is not legally authorized through congressional statutes.
Opening statements are being given today in Glynn County, Georgia, in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial. A judge denied the defense request yesterday to exclude police body cam footage showing Arbery on the ground after he was shot in a Brunswick County neighborhood last year. The suspects claimed they were trying to make a citizen's arrest after accusing Arbery of breaking into a home. Jury selection took 2.5 weeks. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on I-10 westbound at the ramp from McDuff Avenue, blocking the on-ramp. Also, there's an accident on the West Beltway, 295 southbound at the ramp from US 17 Roosevelt Boulevard. And there's a crash on I-95 northbound at Gulf Air Boulevard. Rain and wind tonight. Some of the rain could be heavy at times, low 54. Saturday, more rain, more wind, high 61.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
I'm Mark Kinder with Affordable Water. There's a process in water treatment called ion exchange. This process actually removes hardness using very little salt with our demand metered systems. Our dual media system softens and filters water for your home or business. Affordable Water has been educating and serving Jacksonville for 30 years. We're licensed locally as well as on the state and national level. Affordable Water, 262-0197. That's Affordable Water, 262-0197. License number W32.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to the Go Brandon News Hour. Okay, so I want to say this too. This is the issue the Democratic Party is having to deal with as well. You cannot be the party of the working poor and the middle class and the party of the super rich at the same time. The big misconception is that the Republicans are the party of the super rich. That is not true. The Democratic Party is the party of Wall Street. They're the party of big tech. The reason, you know, we can't really get tough on China is because a lot of that technology is made in China. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, the tech companies are protecting their low wages. So this is the real frustration, that the Democratic Party runs on a pro low-income, middle-class platform, But as the good book says, you can't serve two masters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who we have in the queue? We have Darren still?
Oh, Darren, I think he had to leave, and we've got Marty standing by.
Back by popular demand, we got Marty in the house. What's up, Marty?
Well, thanks a lot for, again, for, I told you, I agree with 99.5% of what you say.
Thank you.
And the last caller was very good. I just wanted to say, I don't know what the people in Virginia knew that the people in New York didn't know, because I was listening on my, Google Mini. Mm-hmm. I can listen to any radio station in the country. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to people in New York being interviewed. And one person, this is reasonable, one person says, I don't want to vote for Curtis Sliwa because he has 13 cats. Mm. That's ridiculous. The guy said he voted Democrat his whole life. Now, you look at, not to digress, but to digress, if you look at what happened in New York, mm-hmm. where it's like something from a, remember there was a science fiction movie, I think, with Kurt Russell, Escape from New York? Well, that's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. And Virginia had previously been called, Northern Virginia, the People's Republic of Virginia. So mm-hmm. kudos to the people in Virginia. I think, didn't Joe B. or Obama campaign for Pauliff down there?
Yeah. Yeah, both of them did, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So raspberries to both of them. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, it's like a cancer. I have friends that are in the Rockville area of Maryland. And they were telling me a few months ago, this is the mentality, they were telling me a few months ago that the incident that happened at the Capitol was the worst thing that ever happened in this country. Mm. Hello, I'm afraid not. What about 9/11?
Mm.
So I think maybe they should check the water down there as far as the people who voted for the Democrats, and maybe the same water being consumed in New York or whatever. Way, I just think it's very good what happened over there. And I listened to Murph. I think Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, is the highest state in the country. Is that correct?
Correct, yep.
So the people put in Murphy, they must be masochists over there. I don't know what to say, but be thankful for small blessings, whatever. And I'm just very good as to what happened, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll catch you next time.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for being there.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And like we say, free speech zone, and we believe that all people should be heard. And if the Democratic Party, if you're listening, while you're on your respirator, listen, all votes matter. And you can't try to demonize people because they vote this way. You know, you can't demonize half the country. You can't say that because a person voted for Trump that they're white supremacists. You can't say that 50%, if 50% of America is a white supremacist, we got problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose not to believe that. I'm on a radio show that is, I'll say, 95% conservative. We don't get any hate mail on here. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, it's all love and happiness over here. So at the end of the day, you know, this is not Europe. This is America. And America is not a ultra-extreme country. It is a moderate country at best. So, you know, the Democrats ran on a lot of stuff that made, well, not the defund the police stuff, but the, you know, expanding, you know, education. Stick to that kind of stuff. But trying to restructure American society, mm-hmm. that dog ain't going to hunt.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you got something, Doug, before?
Yeah, I do. Marty was talking about must be something in the water that's making people a little bit crazy in New Jersey. And but when you start thinking about it, what is contagious here is I think the addiction comes from getting things free. Because you notice, like, when people start gambling,
mm-hmm.
and they get and they win, the problem is with gambling is if you win,
right,
and then you want to win
start
again,
you,
and you keep going after right. it more and more, and it's right. just it's just,
addictive.
Right. It is addictive, exactly right, AJ. And so what happens then is you start saying, so when you start having these government programs, mm-hmm. and we had a bunch of them in 2020
mm-hmm.
that started saying, okay, we're going to give you some money, we're going to give you this, going to give you that. Well, pretty soon you start looking at your you're at your bank account and say, hey, where's my free money?
Right.
I got some before. Why can't I get some now?
Right.
And when you start asking the government for what can you do for me now, as opposed to what Kennedy had suggested.
Ask not what you can do for your country. Let me get it right. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Oh, that was just a beautiful Boston.
Was that your Massachusetts
yes,
accent?
Yes. I'm going to Mass now.
Just so you know, he's not in Massachusetts, but Darren was thinking he was on hold, but he apparently went through a bad cell zone.
Oh,
so if it's okay, we could bring him back here.
Was it the Boston Tunnel? Okay, welcome back, Darren.
Yeah, welcome. I was just going to say, your John F. Kennedy actually sounded kind of like Richard Nixon.
I got my president's cross. I'm not a crook. Yeah. Go ahead.
Back on... Well, let me jump on CNN real quick. Mm-hmm. CNN gets a benefit out of the fact that they have lower vote viewership because they can talk down on Americans. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you actually listen to some of the content on CNN, mm-hmm. they make fun of Americans. They think a lot of Americans are ridiculous because most Americans don't agree with the Democratic position. They're more moderate. They're more right to moderate.
Right.
And yet, because they don't share that view, it is good that CNN doesn't have a high viewership because I think they would run out of business pretty quick. And actually, I saw an online news outlet say that if they had the viewership that CNN had, they would be out of business already.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. They need more viewers than what CNN gets.
Wow.
So CNN is the weakest of news fronts. And now Newsies, I guess, is now on basic cable or basic TV. So you'll probably see the end of CNN pretty soon. There's no way they can afford the contracts of those clowns that they have.
Mm.
But when it comes to the politics situation, I can't remember if Socrates or Aristotle. But one of them said when politics becomes the forefront or the foundation of your country is in demise.
Mm. I agree with that.
Because politics leads us down to a place where no one really knows what's going to happen next.
That's true.
And yet we're letting these people rule our decisions based upon their own ideas and their own thoughts.
Right. You know something else, Darren, I believe, too? This is why I don't roll with parties. I'm an independent thinker. But the party does what they have to do to stay in power. I remember Nancy Pelosi when when President Trump was asking for the $1.8 trillion in stimulus, and she was asking for $2.4 trillion. And they had that stalemate. And all of those people went without. This was deep during COVID. People were laid off. And I remember how they denied that aid, and she did it to make sure Trump didn't get a win. And I thought that was one of the most cruelest acts I've ever seen in my life because a lot of her constituents needed that aid.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And after the election, she said, oh, Trump was offering the $1.8 trillion. It wasn't enough. After the election, she settled for $900 billion. So that was the biggest slap in the face to the American people I've ever seen in my life. But at the end of the day, that's why I tell people these parties are not looking out for you. These people are worried about being in power. And if you think those folks are looking out for you, I got a bridge I can sell you. Okay, but thank you, Darren. We got a commercial break coming up.
Until we get a strong third party in America, which we will never have because the politics won't allow it.
I agree.
Until we get a strong third party in, we do not have accountability because there's two parties. It's just a two-party system, and two-party systems just do what two parties want to do.
Yep. Thank you, my man. I agree. But the answer to all that is to enlighten the American people. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get smart, folks. Commercial break coming up.
You're listening to the Go Brandon Groover News Hour. Isn't that right? Go Brandon.
Go Brandon.
All right. And If you want to get in the conversation, there's still time. 904-831-0600. 831-0600. It's the Brandon Groover News Hour. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Go Brandon. Okay, so Doug.
Yeah.
What was that again?
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go.
Let's go Brandon. Hey. Let's go Brandon. Hey. Let's go Brandon.
Hey. All right, well, okay.
That woke the folk up. Woke Doug up. Doug went to sleep. Wake up, Doug.
Hey, hello.
Okay, so Doug.
Yes.
Well, we had a clip of my dog ate my homework. So check this out. And you can jump in too.
Sorry about that.
You can jump in, AJ, when you want to as well. Okay, we're going to talk about this. We're going to discuss this in depth on next week. But we want to talk about the decline in masculinity in America. Mm-hmm. This is not an anti-LGBTQ thing.
What do you mean by that?
Right. This is not an anti-LGBTQ thing. That LGBTQ thing.
How many letters have they got now?
Man, I got more than I got fingers. But
let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. So let's talk about the virtues of heroic masculinity, because they have this whole new theory on the left about toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know, like when boys are rough and you know, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. So the left is saying it's bad to be too masculine.
Right, right, right.
Right, and you see it in commercials. You see it on TV shows. Almost all of the popular TV shows the male as being
weak,
and he can still look like he's masculine, but then he's dumb.
Right,
right.
And true, true.
In a lot of the comedies, a lot of the male characters, not a lot, but some of the major characters have been more feminized.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Yes. Yes. Yep. I've seen some of the commercials for them, and I haven't watched them yet, and I probably won't. Because I don't watch much TV,
right?
But it
you
seems
to radio.
I listen to the radio all the time.
Only your show that you're on.
That's right. And here, masculinity is celebrated.
Man, I'm man. But I just want to sit here and we're going to talk about it more in depth on next week. Mm-hmm. Kind of want to give folks a preview. And like I said, this is not anti-LGBTQ. This is America. You have freedom of speech, freedom of love. That's your business. But we're talking about from a society standpoint, that there is something to heroic masculinity. Firemen on 9/11 rushing into burning buildings. That's masculinity. Nancy Pelosi, you know, women are great, and all, but Nancy Pelosi ain't running into a building to save anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you can have your she roles or whatever, but I believe in gender roles. I believe that men who identify as men, they should, you know, do certain things. Like if you get mugged, God forbid, you're supposed to jump out in front of that and save your wife or your kids.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's Dr. King. This guy led a civil rights movement under death threat. That was manly. Mm-hmm. The men who put their lives at risk who are in the military, and also the men who are in law enforcement. The guys who are up in the air when the lights go out and the poles and the, you know, the guys who are out in the oil fields, you know, there's some, I'm just saying that we got to create a safe space in America to allow men to be men. But we have Mary on the line. I'm going to bring you in 1 second, Mary, but I want to say this before Mary comes in. There was a video. I don't know if you all saw it. on a subway. A woman was raped on a subway, and the men stood around and recorded it. I'm not talking about groping. I know we use Me Too. You know, no, this was an actual rape.
But these guys were around. They could have aided, just taking videos.
They're taking selfies.
Yeah, they're selfies. Wow.
Wow.
All the real men, please stand up. Mary, jump in, Mary.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
We're doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Welcome to the
great
to the show.
Well, in the alphabet soup that y'all mentioned earlier, I'm a L, but I have a ton of toxically masculine friends, and I wouldn't want them to change for anything. Mm-hmm. They play me hard on the pickleball court,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they, you know, treat my playing ability. But I tell you what, if anybody was messing with me, they'd be the first to defend me or any other woman. And I love those guys. I hate what the left is trying to do, trying to emasculate men.
Yep.
And they're doing it to the boys in school.
Yep.
They're teaching boys that it's not okay to be masculine, and it's a shame.
Yep, yep. And thank you, Mary, and thank you for, you know, chiming in. And you always have a voice here on our show. Feel free to call in at any time. But, like, you know, I was thinking about something as well. You know, I know in our country, our women are free, and I'm all for freedom. You know, I got a wife at home, so I would never knock freedom on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But just think what happens, you know, if our men become emasculated, and we get into it with a country like China. You know, they have rifles, and our men come out with what?
Flowers.
That ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm. So they'll take selfies.
Right, taking selfies, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
I was at the grocery store. I came back from vacation, and I was at Publix, and there was this young man, and he wasn't a little boy. He had at least been a teenager,
mm-hmm.
and his mama was walking along, and she had a bag with bottles in it, like a CVS bag or something, and mm-hmm. he had some little bit, and I said, son, you take that bag and carry it for your mama. That
Absolutely.
It wasn't that big. And you know what she said to me? She said, thank you.
Right.
Because I don't think, and it may have been a cultural thing from, you know, the look of the, you know, the way they were dressed or whatever,
right.
but still, it's like, your mama carried you around for 5 months, for 9 months, and pushed you out.
Right.
And you should respect her and give her the respect she deserves.
Absolutely. You're right, Mary. You're right. And, you know, and that's like one day I was sick. I didn't have COVID, but I was sick. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany was pumping gas. I said, you are not going to pump gas, and I'm in this car. Mm-hmm. You got people looking at me. Look at that big guy in the car. I was literally almost dead. I was sick. But, you know, but I'm just saying, come on, fellas, step it up. The woman's at the hold the door, bring chivalry back.
Right. That's right. And I think that chivalry the things that we were expected, at least when I was a child, there were certain things that we had to do, such as you'd walk on the outside, you'd walk on the roadside.
On the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's right. And so just in case somebody threw water out the window, you'd get it.
The portal get splashed.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and another thing too. Now, one thing I won't do. I'm not holding a woman's purse. That's why I draw the line. You got to draw the line somewhere. I'm not holding your purse, Tiffany. You better get a man bag. But I'm not holding that big old.
Well, you can hold it actually, but you hold it in a very awkward way.
Like I don't want it.
Yeah, that's right.
Wave it out here.
Or you can put it under your arm or
right,
something.
Right. Better watch out. Somebody might take it.
Right.
carry it like a football.
Oh, right.
Can I chime in on one more thing?
Yeah,
please?
Jump in.
I used to live in Virginia, moved here from, and I was just up there, and boy, I was praying about that election big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. And if you hadn't watched Ms. Sears,
Winsome Sears,
Have you watched her acceptance speech?
Yes.
That night, it was Condi Rice-esque because she talked about they moved here in 1963 from Jamaica. She was, you know, a little girl, and she moved here. And, and that's when there was rampant racism.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved here, And she had not even become an American citizen when she signed up to serve in the military, she said, because I love this country and the opportunity it gave me. And you have people, I went to a doctor's appointment today, and the technician was from Romania. She's been here 27 years. I've met a young lady from Cuba who's been here since, she said, it was 1997, I think. Anyway, and it's a damn shame when the people who come here from crappy countries have more of an appreciation for our country than some of these punk kids who were born here, and they sit there and run our country down.
Yep, I agree.
And it drives me crazy.
I agree.
We're not perfect. There's a lot of things we can improve on. We've had a lot of blemishes in the past, but we're doing better.
That's right. And it's progress. And the thing about with the progressives, they don't know take a win when you got a win. Mm-hmm. You know, you got an African-American woman. You know, even though she's a Republican, you have an African-American woman elected lieutenant governor. That's a win. You had a black president. That's a win. But the more progress we make as a country, the more they say we're going the wrong way. And that's a boat I don't roll in.
Well, wasn't it that guy Dyson on MSNBC, and he said that she was a mouthpiece for the white agenda or something, and pretty much called her a white supremacist.
Yeah, and that lady Reed, too. That lady Reed off MSNBC did the
Joy
same thing.
Joy Reed.
Yeah.
She has no joy.
Yeah,
she's
Joy
pathetic.
Reed. Yeah, Joyless Reed. Yeah, Joyless Reed.
She is absolutely pathetic.
Yep. Yeah, but Mary, thank you. And like we said, me, Casa, Sue, Casa, anytime you want to chime in, you feel free to jump in. We enjoyed your input on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. You too.
Yeah, I love what Mary is saying there about Winsome Sears. We really should keep an eye on her. Lieutenant governor elected. She can't run for president.
Right.
Because she's from Jamaica.
Right.
But absolutely. She came here. She appreciated all that she was getting from America and the land of freedom. And so she said that she was willing to give her life to America, for America, and join the military, and when she's out, now that she's out, she's giving back again by becoming lieutenant governor, and just great speaker.
That was a great speech. Great speech. Yep. We have time just to squeeze Blake in.
We'll give him the last word.
Being a man.
Yeah, give you the last word, Blake.
Hey, Brandon.
What's
being
up?
A man is also being a leader.
True.
And men don't lead anymore. They let the women do all the leading. When men are supposed to lead, that's what the Bible tells us to
do. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That was it. Don't be quick.
Yeah.
But hey, that's true. That's true.
Well, it doesn't mean that women can't be leaders also. And women are leaders. No. But what I think with the idea here is we're saying men can be leaders, and we're going to respect them for being leaders.
But a lot of women want men to lead.
Yes, they do.
But you got to have credibility so they'll follow you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they will follow you if you are worthy to be followed.
Yes.
To be continued, folks. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, AJ. Let's go, Doug. Let's go, America.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.